Now, I asked as we left the office. We are now going to interview Lord Holdhurst, the Cabinet Minister and future Premier of England. We were fortunate in finding that Lord Holdhurst was still in his chambers in Downing Street, and on Holmes sending in his card, we were instantly shown up. The statesman received us with that old-fashioned courtesy for which he is remarkable, and seated us on the two luxuriant lounges on either side of the fireplace. Standing on the rug between us, with his slight, tall figure, his sharp features, thoughtful face, and curling hair prematurely tinged with grey, he seemed to represent that not-too-common type, a nobleman who was in truth noble. "Your name is very familiar to me, Mr. Holmes," said he, smiling. "And, of course, I cannot pretend to be ignorant of the object of your visit. There has only been one occurrence in these offices which could call for your attention. In whose interest are you acting, may I ask?" "In that of Mr. Percy Phelps," answered Holmes. "Ah, my unfortunate nephew. You can understand that our kinship makes it the more impossible for me to screen him in any way. I fear that the incident must have a very prejudicial effect upon his career. But if the document is found..." "Ah, that, of course, would be different." "I had one or two questions which I wished to ask you, Lord Holdhurst."
"I shall be happy to give you any information in my power."
"Was it in this room that you gave your instructions as to the copying of the document?"
"It was."
"Then you could hardly have been overheard. It is out of the question." "Did you ever mention to anyone that it was your intention to give anyone the treaty to be copied?"
"Never."
"You are certain of that?"
"Absolutely."
"Well, since you never..."